Hi there. Welcome to Conversations, where we seek to advance your leader and team excellence by discussing relevant topics that impact today's organizations. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely. No question about it. I was thinking about that the other day. Actually, it might have been this morning or last night. I was really thinking about the fact that, you know, we're kind of through this, whatever that thing was, and people have kind of handled that. And now, even as I look at, like, the We're Still Curious survey, seeing what people are asking for, you know, they are asking for things that are going to strengthen the team. They've figured out how to resolve these other challenges and problems. And now they're saying, this is what we need. And those things that we've been talking about, that psychological safety, really how to do the innovation, those are some of the things that have really been coming up and surfacing more in the We're Still Curious survey. So that's been interesting because I'm looking at leaders' awareness mm-hmm. and their recognition about, you know, where they are and what they need to really help them in moving forward. So that's just been kind of some of the things that I've been kind of processing as we're looking at that survey.
Yeah, and what I love about that survey is that it is a guiding light for us, for those of us at Bellum who, you know, we want to provide development opportunities for leaders. And one of the things that comes out of that survey is the Confident Leader Symposium. And the symposium is about, which Bellum is, you know, wonderful at, is really about raising confidence in leaders. And so when we think about the Confident Leader Symposium, that's what we want to do. We want leaders to, you know, erase that question mark of, do I have what it takes? Because for, let's just think of it as the high level leader, the CEO, the C-suite leaders, you know, do we have what it takes to lead this organization into the future? It could be a team leader or even a team member. Do we have what it takes to rise up into what these leaders are expecting of us? And it can go, you know, down the chain. And so the Confident Leader Symposium is there to bring what leaders need and what they're telling us they need into this space of a 3-day event with 19 amazing sessions with terrific presenters within that. What say you?
Well, it's one of the things that I love too about the survey is that we have so many options for what the leaders can tell us that they want. And of course, that comes from those conversations with leaders. It comes from the prior survey. It also comes from, you know, the symposium that we did in 2021. And again, this place where the leaders know, leaders have that awareness about what they need and what is necessary for them. And I love seeing the way that the topics really emerge for them and for their teams and what their strengths are, what they already have, where they need to fill those gaps. And again, both for themselves, for their teams, and for their organizations. I mean, I love that we hit the three components mm-hmm. that we're hitting: the leader, the teams, and the organizations, because they really do have, if you will, different needs. And to see that, even in the survey, we can see from year to year that there's been some changes in what has transpired. And I think that's because the leaders are equipping themselves, they're developing others, and it's definitely impacting what they need then next. In some ways, you look at it, it's like, well, it's not like a car repair, but it is when you're talking about taking care of things, you have to prioritize those. Let me take care of this. Okay, we need to be equipped here. We need to be equipped here. And it moves itself, and you work on something that gets taken care of, then something else emerges. I love that. And that's one of the things I think that we can see through the survey, how that has changed for leaders and what they're looking at. So this one area, again, that is this trust, the psychological safety, The innovation was another one that's now that people have taken care of things, they're really ready to start pressing into innovation again and recognizing that they need to do that. So I love watching as we're doing this to see what happens. You know, I don't know. That's pretty neat.
And the other thing is that business development, right? That's one of the pieces too, where people have come out of whatever it was that we were in. And, you know, it was maybe on the hearts and minds of people before, but I think even more so of really stepping up and in, if you will, into a space of how can we develop our business in different ways. And I think that goes hand in hand with that innovation that you talk about.
Well, it's interesting because one of the principles that I learned when I worked with McDonald's years ago was take care of your house and then build your business. And really, you know, there was even that component where you're evaluating what does my house look like and where do I need to take care of things in my house. So we have where leaders over the last couple of years have really worked on that empathy. They've worked on employee satisfaction. They've worked at taking care of some of those needs. They have their houses in order, and or at least in order enough now that they're again looking at business development. And I love that you know, that's an area that they're saying we've got to learn how to do business differently, how to develop the business, how to get business, how to keep ourselves in a sustainable place. That's another element that's come up, is that leader succession and that sustainability. It's another area, another topic that's really surfacing, you know, as we're looking at the survey and looking at what, again, what leaders are saying. But I think, you know, when we look at the 2021 symposium, one of the big things that we brought to the table for leaders was that practicality. And, you know, leadership does take place within experience, and leader development takes place within experience. So you have to have that experience. You have to have experiences to move leader development forward. And that's why the practical is such an important piece. And people told us that it was valuable, which is why we've brought more of that into the 2023 symposium as well.
Yeah. And one of those practicalities I'm looking forward to is your session, actually, on coaching techniques for leaders. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I've realized that over the last, I don't know, several months, we did spend and we needed to spend a lot of time talking about listening, which is a big coaching skill for leaders, and that question asking. But there's some other things that go along with that. Things like brainstorming. That's a technique that has kind of fallen to the wayside a little bit. Presence is another one. It fits with empathy, and leaders have obviously demonstrated that, but it's a technique in our leadership that needs a little bit of attention, you know, for folks. So those are two of the big things that I really want to focus on in this workshop. And that's the other thing that we're doing, is we're doing workshops. We've really adjusted the schedule based on what people had to say about the symposium from before. So while it's 3 days, it's not three solid days. We've really highlighted some time slots in there for folks so that they're able to still get the work accomplished that they have to do, and yet have a nice treat during the day of the symposium in some different places. The workshops are different than the presentations because you'll be actually working in the workshops and taking some time for that application.
We have some incredible presentations and workshops, as well as we have two panel discussions as well. So we have a CEO panel as well as a culture panel. It's going to be talking about organizational culture. And so I'm looking forward for both of us, each of us, to be monitoring those. And as Dr. Weider mentioned, it was really important for us to listen to the feedback from the last symposium. And so as we looked at the schedule, we are breaking it up into different sessions. So they are 8:30 to 10:30 is the first. And then we go into 12 to 1:30 in the afternoon, and then we have an evening session of 6:30 to 8:00, and these are all Eastern times, and they are they're for you to still get your work done during the day, and then to pop in and grow your leadership.
Yeah, to grow your leadership and to grow your team leadership as well. I mean, that's really one of the pieces too, you know, as you're sharing it, the price is such that you, or the cost is such that you can really make this a team development effort. And one of the presentations that I'm looking forward to is, you know, yours on that psychological safety and teams. I mean, that's a whole piece that people have talked about, and they have really brought this to the surface. And as you're looking at that and bringing that forward, so yeah, maybe tell us a little bit about that session.
Yeah, well, how psychologically safe is your team? And do you know? And how do you know? Those are all the questions that we're going to answer during my session. It'll be a really quick 30-minute presentation session with about 10 minutes of Q&A at the end, but we're going to look at what really makes a confident team and how can your team really create transformation for not just your team, but we're talking about teams. We're looking also at the stakeholder lens. So it is a wider view of a team and of what a team can really create that's very special and what that team can do very uniquely that nobody else can do. And so it does a resounding yes, we need to have psychologically safe teams. And that comes through having trust. So does your team trust each other? And the outcome of that is going to be a psychologically safe team, which, as we know in that Bellum survey, still curious survey, is that teams need to have that in order to operate effectively and successfully.
Yeah, that's a great point, because one of the things that we're seeing in the survey is this whole area where people are saying, yeah, we need the psychological safety. They need their team to take more risk. That goes hand in hand, you know, and they need the team to have more trust. So those three things really cycle together. And I think it's, you know, I'll be learning too, but it's that realm of psychological safety and creating the environment of that's psychologically safe, that allows people to take the risk, that builds the trust, and the trust builds a psychological safety of it's this, you know, so.
So tips and tricks and very easy concepts can be integrated in order to create some tremendous impact. And so I'm looking forward to that. And that goes for all of our speakers. I mean, we start out with Dr. Anthony Perdue and we talk about purpose. I mean, that's the million-dollar question that we have. You know, what is our purpose? Right. So many people talk about purpose, but when it comes down to it, do you know what purpose is? And he's going to be talking about purpose to power. He wrote a book, Purpose to Power. And so we're looking forward to having him talk about mastering purpose for effective leadership. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we've got also some other areas that are really, I think, that feed into this as well. Is we've got Lawrence Delport, one of our South African contributors, you know, who's really got an expertise in mindset, and he's going to be bringing some of his new work to the table for leaders to apply. And that's part of that thing that we talked about, too. It's just this research that moves into application. Dr. Virginia Richardson is going to be bringing also to the table some tools that help leaders with that mindset and with that foresight in looking ahead and how to look ahead and bringing the techniques to us, you know, through this component called the gift mindset. And that's a way, it's actually a technique that leaders can use. So these pieces with the mindset, and I think leaders are really looking for that. They're looking for, how do I adjust my thinking? How do I think to help advance, you know, my organization and move it forward? We already talked about the panel on culture, but I think that's one that's going to be huge when we really look at the organizations, because cultures have really changed, and yet leaders are still responsible. Always will be responsible for the culture and what that looks like.
Dr. Dina is also bringing how are organizations branding? So they may have this culture. What is that culture, and what What are people seeing as the culture when it comes to branding and marketing too? David Wildman, who is a Bellum partner, he's going to be bringing that, which pretty excited about that. And who else do we have? Dr. Cynthia Gavin.
Yeah, she'll be talking about crisis management and leadership, you know, really helping leaders to identify what they should have in place for crisis management, you know, and what they need to do for their team to be ready for that. One of the other workshops too that's happening is with Dr. Rhonda Alexander, and she's going to be doing a workshop to help leaders really evaluate the validation of their business idea. Is this viable? And taking a look at that, I'm really looking forward to that workshop as well.
And Anna Bechtold, she's going to be talking about conflict to collaboration, paving the way to progress and success. And I'm looking forward to that because we all have some type of conflict in our life. If you're a leader, there is conflict.
We've got this that's taking place in so many ways for us to really look at the thinking and being as leaders to really escalate that for folks in this symposium. Pardon?
You talked about presence in your different coaching techniques for leaders, and we have Jonathan Bender, who is going to be talking about leadership presence as well, the body, mind, and heart of showing up confidently and powerfully. And that's going to be a workshop that he will have during the Confident Leader Symposium.
Well, and we have a longtime expert in communication and in coaching and training coaches, Mary Verstrady. She'll be talking to us about communication and communication matters. This is an area that she has worked in for literally decades in helping leaders to really communicate more confidently and to do that with themselves and with their teams. So, wow.
And what about Jeff Doolittle? He's got a new book coming out, and he's going to be talking about life-changing leadership habits. I don't know about you,
Absolutely.
but I know I have some habits, and maybe they're not always the greatest ones. We're going to find out more from Dr. Doolittle during his presentation.
Absolutely. So again, this is what's great is when you look at the, I don't want to call it necessarily a lineup, but when you look at the schedule, again, our response and then finding these folks who really are expert in their areas and bringing this to leaders to help build their confidence. I'm very excited. And one thing we're doing too this year that we haven't done before is a moderated power session. You've kind of let folks know that through the printed material, but the moderated power session is going to take each session past the session, not each one, but the ones where we're doing it. I think we're doing it in about four of those sessions. Is that right?
Yes.
Sessions where doing a moderated power session where then folks can come together and really talk about what they've gathered in that session. And part of why we're only doing it again in a few of them, select ones, is that whole thing of hearing what people said, saying, I can't be in a conference all day long. So we've kind of highlighted a few where we're going to extend the conversation. Moderate that, let people talk further about it. And that goes past the Q&A and past the work of the session. So I'm excited about bringing that component into the symposium as well this year.
Yeah, we really want to bridge that insight to action. So come to those power sessions and hear more from the select presentations and really explore, ask more questions if you have to, and see how can you really take what you've learned and incorporate it right away, because that is the goal, is for you to attend these sessions and there to be at least one nugget that you can say confidently that today I'm going to implement that into my leadership or teamship.
That people are like, oh, I can't do this, but you can't not do this. This is something that, you know, is really designed for people as we've listened to hear them, to bring this, to start 2023, kick it off strong, kick it off well, and incorporate this into the work that you're doing for yourself and for your team and for your organization.
That's right. And to find out more, go to bellumleaders.org/symposium. We are on social media. We are on Eventbrite. You can find us just about anywhere. Just go ahead and Google us and it will show up for you. But bellumleaders.org/symposium. You can check out what is our lineup. I look forward to co-hosting with you, Dr. Diane Wyatter, January 24th through 26th. It's going to be a great time.
It is. And I look forward to co-hosting with you, Dr. Whalen. It's going to be a fun time, but it's going to be informative and it really will help folks in gaining confidence for their leadership.
All right. Well, until next time, you keep doing great things and we'll see you soon.
If you like what you hear, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening platform. And check out my book, Leadership Excellence by Design, Strategies for Sustainability and Strength, available on Amazon.